Welcome to the Injury Law Pod, the podcast that explores and demystifies the complex world of personal injury law. Each week, Missouri personal injury attorney Eric Bartlett dives into the legal issues surrounding personal injury cases to help you understand your rights and options when seeking justice and compensation for personal injuries. So sit back, relax, and let's explore the world of personal injury law together.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Injury Law Pod. I am your host, Eric Bartlett, 28-year personal injury lawyer. And this is the podcast where we deal with all things having to do with personal injury. And whether that's a car accident, a work injury, a fall, dangerous property, dog bites, you know, all of it, we're here to talk about it. So we just try to make sure that if you or someone you know has a personal injury claim, they don't make mistakes. Our goal is to not let the insurance company win, because at the end of the day, any personal injury claim involves an insurance company. And insurance companies have one motive, and that's to make money. They're a business. They're in it to win it. And the way they make money is by paying out as little as they have to on claims while collecting premiums for coverage. And so there are things that you absolutely can do and should do to make sure that you do not get taken advantage of when you have a serious personal injury claim. Because when you are seriously hurt, every dollar counts. You've got medical bills, you've got lost wages, you've got future concerns, and you've got the harms and losses that don't necessarily have dollar signs on them, but are real nonetheless. Generally called pain and suffering. Again, all these terms like that, I don't think ever do things justice. Again, harms and losses, that's the real part of it that goes with any injury claim. Anybody that's ever been injured, having gone through it, knows the impact it can have on your life. So we're here in May, and May has two important safety awareness campaigns. And those are motorcycle safety awareness and bicycle safety awareness in this month. These campaigns sort of herald in the unofficial start of summer as more people take to the roadways on motorcycles, bicycles. And, you know, over the last few years, there's definitely been an increase in motorcyclists. Cities are becoming much more bicycle friendly, and that leads to more bicycles on the roadways. And both motorcycles and bicycles have the same rights as vehicles to be on the roadways. They also have the same obligations to follow the same laws that vehicles have to follow. And so as we have more of these types of transportation modes involved on roadways alongside cars, trucks, semis, well, we have the increased potential for problems, collisions, accidents, and injuries, and unfortunately, deaths. And so the month of May is designated by both the National Highway and Transportation Safety Administration and then respective motorcycle safety groups and or bicycle groups as a month to put it out there, make people aware about the presence of motorcycles, the presence of bicycles, And interestingly enough, it's not just making others aware of motorcycles and bicyclists on the roadways, but it's also to remind motorcyclists and bicyclists that they need to exercise safe procedures when they're out on the roadways as well. Because it is obviously, no pun intended, a two-way street, but you know, a motorcyclist or a bicyclist reduces their chance of injury or something more serious just by not doing dumb things. And I'm not a motorcyclist, never have been. And I have a feeling based on my line of work and what I see, I probably will never be. But I am a bicyclist. And there have been times where I have commuted from home to my office by bicycle. There have been stretches. One stretch I did for 5 years, I rode my bike in as much as I could when I didn't have obligations out of the office. And then I had another stretch for 2 years, and I actually utilized an electric bike, which provided a pedal assist, which sped up the commute time. So I got a great workout, but I was able to do it quicker than I would have been able to just on my own power. So the bicycle safety is definitely something near and dear to me. And it's something that, so the bicycle safety is definitely near and dear to me. It's definitely an experience that I've had. Again, I've spent years on city streets commuting, and I've seen it all. I've had people pull out in front of me. I've had people run stop signs as I was proceeding through an intersection. And of course, I've had people just get too close to me, get angry with me, whatever, for no real reason. I always tried to be very conscientious when riding a bike on the roadway, to observe all the laws, to not do anything stupid, and because I didn't want to have any issues with vehicles. And really the only issues I ever had was of my own doing or something with loose gravel on the roadway or something like that. I've wiped out a couple times, but thank goodness never anything involving a vehicle. So again, in talking about both of these awareness months, there are some sort of common themes that work with both of them. And essentially, whether you're looking at, you know, the American Motorcyclist Association and what they talk about, recommend, those types of things for safe motorcycling, or you go to the basically the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration or any of the bicycle groups that are out there, you know, the common themes are, right, number one, you've got to observe all the laws, all the traffic laws. This is you as the motorcyclist or bicyclist, but this is also you as a motorist on the roadways. So don't drink and drive, right? I mean, common sense stuff. And one of the biggest things is don't drive distracted. Because obviously, and I covered this last month in Distracted Driving Awareness Month, you know, you literally take a second or two away from your reaction time. And when you're talking about motorcyclists or you're talking about bicyclists, and you know, what I see and what I think the majority of accidents involving cars, trucks, whatever, and motorcyclists or bicyclists is the motorist not seeing the motorcycle or the bicyclist. And if you're straight ahead, looking down the roadway, paying attention to your surroundings, you're more likely to see the motorcycle or the bicyclist. We have a lot of these accidents that occur where the motorist turns in front of an oncoming motorcycle or bicycle. And again, for whatever reason, they don't see them coming. But again, if you, one thing to help eliminate that is always looking ahead, paying attention, making sure that you're not distracted as you drive down the roadway. So that's a big deal, right? And again, everything is common sense. It's all common sense, but it's a great time to just go through a reminder to help try and save lives and avoid injury. And so, you know, as a motorcyclist or a bicyclist, you should wear a helmet. I mean, that is something that all safety authorities are going to put out there. And the majority of states now, I think, do not require helmets on motorcyclists. And for obviously for bicyclists, you can do whatever you want. But here's what I always tell people is, your brain important to your daily activity? So that sounds like a joke, but obviously it's no joke. Obviously our head, our brain is crucial to everything that we do to function in life. And here's my personal experience. One of the two crashes that I've had on a bike, I went to make a right-hand turn at an intersection where it had rained the night before and gravel had washed up over the roadway. And when I went to turn, my bike just slammed down immediately. Nothing I could do. There was no time for me to try to catch myself. And my head hit the street. But amazingly enough, I get up and I look at my helmet and it has got gravel embedded in it. It's cracked, gravel embedded in it. And it's not good. But you know what? My head, I went and got checked out at the doctor. I actually took the helmet because I wanted to show the doctor. And I was fine. I didn't even have a concussion from that. But if I hadn't had a helmet on and I had smacked my head with the force that it smacked to break that helmet and to lodge gravel into the helmet, I'm not sure I'd be sitting here talking to you all today. It would have been a pretty serious brain injury. And it was just that quick. I didn't have any time to react. And so that's my take on it, is when you're out there on the roadways, you just don't know. You just think, you know, well, I'm going to be able to react. I'm going to be able to catch myself, avoid something. But reality is not that. And again, unfortunately, I see it. You know, I just told you my personal experience, but I see it weekly, monthly. I mean, right now we have multiple motorcycle accident cases. We have some bicycle accident cases, and there's just no time. And so obviously it's a personal choice, but if you value your brain, you wear a helmet. You know, simple stuff, right? You got to remember, as a bicyclist, especially, you know, don't do stupid stuff. Obey traffic laws, stay to the right of the road. Don't create traffic issues. Don't run stop signs, all those things. I mean, there's no reason to, number one, expose yourself to potential harm by just not simply obeying or utilizing common sense or obeying traffic laws. And don't create road rage. because plenty of people already have an axe to grind with bicycles being on the roadway. And if you do anything to trigger them, well, you're just leading to potential problems. So just keep those things in mind. Again, you know, if there's a bike lane, utilize the bike lane, those types of things. As a bicyclist, again, you got to stay focused, right? I mean, when I'm riding a bike on the streets, I am paying attention to everything going on around me. And if I'm approaching an intersection, I'm checking to see what cars are coming around. Are they going to stop? Am I going to need to try to do some evasive action? I mean, you really have to be on your game if you're on a bicycle. And same with a motorcycle. If you're out there on a motorcycle, I mean, you have got to be defensively driving. There's no doubt about it. And I guarantee you, any motorcyclist you ask will tell you that, because they've all had experiences where they've had close calls with vehicles. And hey, another thing, when I commuted, I wore a bright colored lightweight vest over my clothing just to help visibility. I had a light on the front of my bike and a light on the back of my bike. You know, motorcycles now do basically that. They generally run with a headlight on. Motorcycles now generally run with headlights to help people see them during the day. And you've got to do whatever you can to stand out, to make sure people are going to see you. And again, then, as a motorist, you know, on the bicycle side, if you're passing bicyclists in a vehicle, give them plenty of room. There is no reason to make it a close call. They, National Highway Transportation Administration, they suggest at least 3 feet of clearance. And they talk about another thing is if you're going to open a door from a parking space or something like that, you know, check to make sure a bicyclist isn't coming along that you're going to wipe out. It happens. Again, you know, as a motorist, you've got to yield to bicyclists when they have the right of way. You need to look for bicyclists before you make a right turn or a left turn. Make sure you don't have a bicyclist beside you, because again, they could certainly be there next to you at an intersection. And you got to respect designated bicycle lanes. I mean, that's why they're there, so that it enhances the traffic flow and makes a safer situation, because then they're in a designated area, easier to see, easier to expect. And you got to respect that as a motorist. And then obviously, again, I've already covered, don't drive distracted, don't drive impaired. There's nothing more to say about that. On the motorcycle side, as far as with motorists, all the same things apply, right? If you're a motorcyclist, you should really wear some kind of high visibility clothing when you're riding. As a motorist, you need to yield to motorcycles when they have the right of way, especially when turning at intersections. You really, if you think, first off, if you see a motorcycle approaching, you have to remember they're smaller. So they may look farther away than they actually are. So make sure you do the double take, and you know, it doesn't hurt to wait and to not cause a collision. And just remember, obviously, if we all observe traffic laws, we drive reasonably, we obey the speed limit, a lot of these things are going to avoid incidents between vehicles and motorcycles. And listen, this is motorcyclists, right? This is talking right to them. Don't be dumb. Don't fly through at a high rate of speed where traffic is clogged up, where the speed limit is low. Don't weave in and out of traffic, all those things, because you're just asking for problems. So it takes both sides of the equation to create a safer environment out there for motorcyclists and bicyclists. And it's crucial. You know, right now we have some, sadly enough, I mean, we have a couple of wrongful death claims involving motorcycles and other vehicles. We have somebody that's in essentially a vegetative state because of a motorcycle collision. And again, all of these incidents occurred based on the things I've just talked about, which is the other vehicle not seeing the motorcycle and either making a turn, pulling from a shoulder when the motorcycle was coming down the highway, something like that. So again, I see this. This is reality for me. And it's very sad. It's a very, very tough situation, especially if you have someone who has young children involved, a wife, a husband, whatever it looks like. And, you know, now there's a huge hole in that family structure. And the question is, can it be made up? Can it be compensated for or not? And it all depends on what insurance is involved and things like that. So the reality is you just cannot be too careful out there on the highways when either you're riding on a motorcycle, a bicycle, or you're driving a vehicle or a truck or whatever it is. So in the spirit of May Safety Month for motorcycles and bicyclists, I just urge you to think about your behaviors when you're driving or riding. And, you know, sadly, if for some reason you are facing a situation involving a motorcycle or a bicycle accident, you've been hurt, you know somebody, obviously we're here. You can reach out. It's a free consultation, and we're always happy to see if we can help in a really tough time. And if you appreciated this podcast today, you found it informative, I would ask that wherever you're listening, please leave us a 5-star rating or share it. And until the next episode, be safe and be well.